Welcome back to Golf is a Four-Letter Word right here on Team 1010 KXPS. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you with us today. It is just spectacular. I am coming to you live from Grand County, Colorado, right here in Grand Lake, which is right, it's this big, gigantic, beautiful lake staring at me right here. I'm looking out the window at it. Joining us on site here is Mike Tompkins. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Francois.
Well, you are the ultimate tour guide. I've been bragging to everyone about my boat ride yesterday and your touring knowledge that you did out there, expertise.
Oh, shucks. No, yeah. It was fun. We had a great time.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and I learned so much. And first of all, let's start out. You are, along with your wife, Jackie, the owners of the Western Riviera Lakeside Lodging, where I'm staying at right now with my beautiful Lakeview room. And you guys are from the tech world, from the world of, I guess, Wi-Fi, Silicon Valley type world, and now you are owners of a hotel. How did that come about?
Well, we were both working in Denver, and we would visit Grand Lake often. It's our favorite place to visit. And one weekend, we decided to purchase a motel. We had never run a motel.
It's not that easy, is it?
Yeah. Well, I'd stayed in motels, so I figured, how hard could it be? You know, what do people do? They sleep. But no, there's a lot in it. And I can say it's easy because my wife does all the work.
She does all the work. Well, for those of you that are listening online, you can right now just go to the website, westernrivriv.com. That's westernrivriv.com. And this will be on the website as well. So this is the place to stay. Now, you are just spectacular. You're right there along the lake. You have your own beach right in front. I mean, you're walking steps around the corner to town. And it's just, it seems to me the town really is so, it's so centralized. Anybody right in this area can get to town so easily.
The boardwalk is all of 3 blocks long. So from the motel, the block and a half in each direction, the restaurants, the theater, everything you want to do right in town, it's very compact.
It is, and it's fun. Now, at the Western Riviera, you have are all the rooms lakeside facing?
Most of the rooms are. We do have the courtyard cabins, which are especially well-suited for family groups, and they've got the barbecue grills and the gazebo, and those are not lakeside, but the rest of the rooms are all lakeside.
All lakeside. And the boat docks, you have boat docks out in front, and I noticed right there in the area there's all sorts of rentals for the paddle boats, the kayaking. I mean, really, any type of water sport that someone wants to do, it's right there, just out steps from the hotel.
Right. You can get human-powered. You can get float boats, pontoon boats, and cruise around the lakes. There's 2 lakes connected. There's Grand Lake, which is Colorado's largest natural lake, and also Shadow Mountain are both connected.
All right. And now the area here, you have been, how long have you been living, or how long have you been coming to Grand County, to Grand Lake here?
I first came to Grand Lake in 1979. I was going to school at Colorado State, and instantly fell in love with Grand Lake and knew at the time that I would definitely end up living here even back then, and just kept coming back. And then we finally moved up here permanently.
Wow. And just now, going from the corporate world to lifestyle, this is, even though it's a resort destination, it also isn't a resort destination, because I get the feeling a lot of the businesses are family owned and operated and everyone knows each other. And I went to the theater the other night, and really there was a lot of visitors, but many of the locals were there at the theater. It's a really nice mix.
It's a nice small local community. We have 450 happy, friendly people and about 7 grumpy old soreheads.
No.
but it's a small town. It's a beautiful small town. If you've ever been to Lake Tahoe, or if you've been to Jackson, Wyoming, just imagine what they were like 50 years ago, and that's what Grand Lake is like. It's,
you know, that's perfect, because in my mind I was trying to say, how do I tell people that it's so beautiful, but it's like Lake Tahoe, but not really like Lake Tahoe, and that answers it right there, because the license plates are from all over. It is tourists, but you don't get that T-shirt shop on every corner. You don't get that feel at all here.
Right, but we do have plenty of ice cream stores. So if you like ice cream, come to Grand Lake, and you will not be disappointed.
I haven't had an ice cream yet, because Gaylene, my hostess here, has been keeping me busy, busy, busy. She is, of course, with Grand County, and she handles all your PR and stuff here. She wants to make sure everyone knows about this beautiful area, Grand Lake. She has not, I haven't had a chance to stop at an ice cream store. However, I have seen some spectacular scenery.
Absolutely. It's really beautiful. And we really need Galene because it's a really well-kept secret because mm-hmm. it is so small. And the eastern entrance to Rocky Mount National Park is the big entrance. It's on the Front Range, Denver, Boulder, all the big cities flow through there. But you have to go all the way through the park to the western entrance, and that's where we're located. We're on the quiet side. We think a little prettier, a little more wildlife, mm-hmm. and just a nice, friendly, authentic western town. As you know, we've got the wooden boardwalks. We don't have the sidewalks. The saloon doors into the bars. It's in some authentic gunfights back in the day, but much friendlier now.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me. There's quite a history here in a Grand Lake. And I noticed there are no lights. Are there any? I didn't see a traffic light.
There's no stoplights within 16 miles of here.
Ah, okay. And yet the lodging is all around. All the homes I see on the hillsides, which incredible. I don't even know how they built these homes on the hillside, but you have magnificent homes up here. And you have a lot. You have quite a diverse community here.
We do. We do. And you have the locals, like under 500 locals. You have the tourists, and this is the main tourist season. Most Rocky Mountain towns are winter tourist spots. We're a summer tourist spot. And then you have the second homeowners. So a nice mix. Everybody gets along.
And with us, folks, is Mike Tompkins. He is the owner, along with his wife, Jackie, of the Western Riviera Lakeside Lodging and Hotel. Again, you'll see all my posts on Facebook. Go to the Golf is a Four-Letter Word, Traveling with Francoise Rose. You're going to see more. And, of course, this will be featured on KESQ. But, you know, Mike, I was thinking when I came up here, and you just mentioned that. You said this is a summer resort area right here in Grand Lake. I just don't even know why it wouldn't be a winter resort. I would consider this area year-round because I imagine it is just as spectacular in the winter as it is in the summer.
It's quite beautiful in the winter. It's much quieter. We are the snowmobile capital of Colorado, and one of the reasons is they let you ride your snowmobiles right down Grand Avenue, which is the main street. You can go everywhere you want to go into town on snowmobile. The lake's frozen over, but there's a lot of quieter recreation. We have a beautiful Nordic Center on the golf course where you were yesterday. And there's cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. We have a lot of ice fishing, and there's ice fishing guides for those who haven't done the hard water fishing. And we also have 3 ice fishing tournaments, a lot of winter activities. We have the Winter Carnival, which is a lot of fun in February. So more and more people are coming up here in the winter also.
They're finding out about Grand Lake now. The word's getting out, though, thanks to Galene, wherever she is. Well, the word is getting out that Grand Lake is a place to come and visit. Yeah, and it was only just a couple hours from Denver International, and it was a beautiful ride. Sometimes you wonder when you're going to be that far away from the airport, you wonder how is it going to look. But the farther and farther away I was from the airport, the more beautiful, then up on the roads to just spectacular. The tree, like I say, every tree to me is a Christmas tree. I want to decorate every single one of them. So now right back here in town, we go from winter back to summer, which is going on right now. The town is packed. The visitor center at the top up there of the Rocky Mountain National Park, packed. You couldn't find a parking spot. There's so many people enjoying your fabulous weather. Is this a norm? It's been 77, 78. It's just been spectacular. I had some notes from emails from people that have been up here or going. They say there's always a lightning show in the afternoon. I haven't seen rain, clouds, lightning, nothing. This is beautiful.
It does sprinkle most afternoons. You've had spectacular weather, but the temperature is very moderate. It's never gotten up to 100 degrees in Grand County as long as they've been keeping records. So it's a nice, cool 70 to 80 almost every day. Blue skies, yeah. Fluffy white clouds. It's like a picture postcard.
It is, definitely. Now, as a local, give us some local insight, Mike. What if you were going to have your friends come up to Grand Lake? They've never been here before. Okay, they have the golf clubs. So we know they're going to go play golf. We're going to talk about the golf course with our next guest. And there's 2 other golf courses here as well. All right, so we have the golf, and there's lake activities. I can see what's going on the lake, boating, of course, fishing. You were talking about the fishing. There's trout in the lake, right?
Absolutely. Big lake trout. Yes.
Big lake trout. So, but what would you say to your friends? What are the things that you wouldn't want them to miss when they come up here to Grand Lake? Because we don't know. As visitors, we only see what, you know, the main tourist attractions, the ones that are always promoted. But there's always these smaller little, you know, specific areas or places that we don't know about. And what are some of those? Tell us about those.
Well, I recommend if you come to Grand Lake, come rest up, because you want to get up early, get outside, do your hiking, do all your outdoor activities, your water activities. We're right at the entrance to Rocky Mountain National Park, and you can go hike. There's short hikes, long hikes, a lot of wildlife viewing, a lot of activity, ranger-led activities in the park. But in town, there's go-karting and all kinds of fun things to do during the day. But you want to be rested up, because when the sun sets, we've got Rocky Mountain Repertory Theater. So it's a town of 450 people, and we have a 300-seat theater. We can almost get everybody in town to the theater. It's sold out almost every night during the summer. They go back to Chicago area. They interview 3,000 young actors, usually college students or recent college grads, and they select 30 out of 3,000. You have a 1 in 100 chance of being selected, and they just have excellent plays all summer. They've had some famous kids get their start here. It's been going on 50 years. John Larroquette, David Hasselhoff, both got their start here in Grand Lake. And so that's one thing to do. The music scene is excellent. There's a number of bars that have live music every weekend and most weeknights. So there's a lot to do at night also.
And I was lucky enough to go see the 42nd Street at the Repertory Theater. Amazing. It was such a fabulous production. Really, really well done. You think small theater, but trust me, when you go in there, it is more than small theater. They do an excellent job here, and well supported too by community and visitors. You know, a lot of times visitors don't think, well, let's go to the theater when they're in a place like this. They think of always outdoors, but definitely you want to go to the theater and outdoors. Of course, for the shopper, I know if the golfers come in, all they can think about is golf, but once you get up here, you'll want to go to the Rocky Mountain National Park, and you want to go shopping. You have great boutique shops up and down Main Street.
We do, and good restaurants. So eat, sleep, play, drink.
I've been doing a lot of that also.
It's the whole thing, the whole package.
And actually, I'm going to make a little sign for you when you want boat rides and you want a tour guide. I'm just going to send them directly to you. Jack, you're going to have to load them up on, get you guys up on the boat and have the tours. We'll have, because you did an excellent job, and I really, really appreciate it. I'm having a blast at the Western Riviera. Thank you so much for hosting myself, traveling with Francoise, and golf is a four-letter word there. We're having a great time.
Well, thanks for coming. We enjoyed having you. And I want your lifestyle. I want to travel all around the country and go to these great spots like Grand Lake and all the other places you go to. And you have a pretty good life going there, too.
Thank you. I am very, very lucky, because I do get to meet people such as yourself everywhere I go. All right, Mike Tompkins, thank you so much. Again, folks, you want to go to the website, westernriv.com. It will be on everywhere you're going to go. On my website, Golf is a Four-Letter Word, on the Facebook page. Check it out. The place to stay, you're right around on the lake. Definitely lakeside lodging. You also have room for, real quickly, events. You have an event center there as well.
We've had that for 8 years now. Our first year we did 5 weddings, and we're up to like 50 weddings now. So a lot of people come up for that wedding overlooking Grand Lake. And I think the bride that had the most spectacular wedding this year had it the 4th of July. So right after her ceremony, the fireworks, it was pretty spectacular.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. And you can also, folks, have your golf tournament. This is a great area to bring up a bunch of friends for a golf tournament. All right, we're going to step aside. Mike, thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow on Traveling with Francoise.
Sounds good.
Okay, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have Larry Burke. He is from the Grand Lake Golf Course. You are listening to Golf is a Four-Letter Word right here on Team 1010 KXPS, coming to you live from Grand Lake in Grand County, Colorado.